Is it possible to live without money? No doubt about it, money is important. It makes the world go round, and everybody knows that it's impossible to live without it. But is this really true? Irish activist and writer Mark Boyle wanted to test whether one could survive in the 21st century without using any money at all. He lived for almost 3 years without spending a single penny. How did Mark manage this? Cooking. He made a stove from some old olive oil tins, but because of the fire hazard, he had to cook outside. At first, the idea of cooking outside during the icy winter put him off, but in the end, he quite enjoyed it. He said that watching the wildlife around his kitchen taught him more about nature than any documentary he'd seen on TV. Accommodation. He lived in an old caravan that he fixed up. He parked it on a farm near Bristol, where he did some volunteer work for the right to live on the land. Since he could not pay any bills, his home had to be off-grid. For inside heating, he installed a wood-burning stove he made from parts he had found at a skip. Laptop and phone. Before he started his experiment, Mark cheated a little by spending some money on solar panels. These supplied him with enough electricity for a light, his laptop, and his phone, used only for incoming calls. During the dark winter, he had to plan his online time carefully, since power was limited. Food. At first, food was a major worry, but Mark soon had a good system going. He got his food in 4 different ways. Firstly, he grew some vegetables, mainly potatoes, beans, kale, carrots, salads, root vegetables, and onions. Secondly, he picked mushrooms, nettles, berries, and nuts in the nearby woods. If he had extra, he exchanged food with the farmer or some friends. Lastly, he frequently got some food from the large rubbish bins outside restaurants and shops in Bristol, the city closest to him. Personal hygiene. He built a compost toilet, using free newspapers for toilet paper. Mark said that this rough paper took some getting used to at first, but after a while, it seemed normal. He washed in a nearby river or used a solar shower. He seldom used soap, and he chewed some wild fennel seeds instead of using toothpaste. It takes time. Mark soon found out that in a moneyless world, everything took much more time. Hand-washing clothes in a sink of cold water, for example, took up to 2 hours instead of 10 minutes using a washing machine. Cooking took hours, not to mention looking for food in the woods instead of popping over to the shops and simply buying it. But he didn't mind. I'd much rather spend my time doing stuff than stare at a screen. We spend all our time getting and spending money. It's crazy. We have to reclaim our lives.